This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 5/2/22, show number 387. So where are the markets at today, Nick?
Well, right now, believe it or not, the markets are catching a little bit of a bid. They're actually positive across the board. That was not the case this morning. But they have gone positive now. You have the Dow up about 190 points. You have the S&P 500 slightly in the green, along with the NASDAQ, which is actually catching a good bid. NASDAQ's up 1.2%. But believe it or not, the big winner of the day is the Russell 2000. If you look at the IWM, that is up $2.40, which is a 1.3% gain. So the Russell is leading the charge so far, but it's very early right now in the day. So.
All right. Well, there you go. So Friday's decline was quite substantial. You want to talk about that a little?
Yeah, Friday's decline was a big one. And I think it was a bit to do with end of the month stuff. Sometimes you get a little window dressing, and then sometimes you get what we call window undressing. And I think we ran into some window undressing there into Friday. But anyway, you slice it or dice it, it definitely was damaging to a lot of charts. Obviously, the Amazon news, the Apple news, Amazon in particular, just got absolutely slaughtered. That stock does not look at all any bit attractive right now. I think it's still got to go lower. I think that's going to be a $2,100 stock. It's trading around $2,450 right now. But overall, it was just really, really damaging to see. And, you know, that definitely puts a lot of pressure on markets. So it was an ugly decline. I'm just happy today we did not wake up to, you know, a Black Monday or something like that. After a Black Friday, you could have a Black Monday. And you always got to, you know, guard against that, because we've seen that throughout history.
Speaking of which, I think Bezos is wearing black now. He lost like 20 or 30 billion last Friday.
Oh, he had to lose at least that. I thought it was more, but I definitely know it's somewhere up in those high numbers. Yeah, he definitely took a beating last week, but hey, these guys are already set. You know, that to them, it's just a game here. But he's going to lose a little bit more, because he's going to go see this Amazon stock's going to go test that 2100 handle.
Yeah, so according to CNBC, he lost 20 billion of his wealth, 14% of the stock. So poor Jeff. You really got to feel for him.
Poor Jeff won't be able to send up a new rocket anytime soon.
Yeah, or go on the rocket.
Or go on it, yeah.
Bail them out of here. So what about yields? They're really going up?
Oh, yeah. Bond yields today are up about 9 basis points as we speak, sitting at 2.977%. They actually were even a touch higher than that a little while ago. So yields now flirting with that psychological 3% level. But remember, we have the Federal Reserve meeting, and that's a highly anticipated one. This Wednesday, it will conclude. It actually starts tomorrow. It's a two-day meeting. So we'll see what the Fed has to say. In my opinion, I don't think they're going to change course. I think they're in this one. They have to do this or else they'll lose all credibility. They got to raise by 50 basis points, because that's what Jay Powell has told us he's going to do. Then the next meeting, 50 to 75, and then one after that, 50 to 75. So they're going to front load. That's what he said. And we'll see if he sticks to his word. But I think he has to do it. I think he's going to do it. And the reason why I think he's going to do it is because look at the gold price. Gold has been falling very, very sharply. And that tells you basically a couple things. The dollar has been strengthening on the back of this Fed news. And it tells you that yields are going higher as well.
All right. Well, we'll see how long gold prices decline into this. Speaking of which, gold's down like $37 today.
Yeah, gold's getting hit today, down about 2% or so, or a little bit less now. But either way, you know, if gold closes down sharply today, which I don't know if it will or won't, but if it does do that, I think we're going to see gold probably head down to that 1790 level. I have a feeling we're going to get there anyway. And then we'll see how it reacts. And you know, that should be a pretty decent tradable bounce level. That's where I would play it on the long side. So 1790, when the futures get there, that'll be my play. If you're looking at the GLD, somewhere around 167, gets down to 167 area. That's where I would be a buyer of gold for a short-term bounce.
All right. And of course, we're looking at Bitcoin and it's hanging on, huh?
Yeah, Bitcoin is just hanging on by a shoestring at this stage of the game. It really is quite something. But today it's up. It's up about 3% or a little less, 2.5%. Still above that 38,500 level. So, you know, as I've been saying on here, probably even last week, it lives to fight another day. And that's the case right now. But the longer this consolidates in this range around 38,000, 39,000 level, and if it just goes sideways like that and forms a base, that's a bearish base. And that would indicate Bitcoin wants to go lower. But for now, it's holding and it lives to fight on. And we'll give it the benefit of the doubt for the moment.
All right. Well, it's interesting times that we are living in, and it's going to be interesting to see because all the other cryptos pretty much have been going down. Ethereum's down. That nothing has really caught a bid since Bitcoin peaked 37, and then it came back up. It hit 50, and it's just been doing nothing ever since.
Yeah, I mean, and that's been the case really for Bitcoin, too. If you look at the Bitcoin futures chart, you know, right around late March when the stock market started to top, that's when Bitcoin topped out. And then it, you know, consolidated a little bit, looked like it could make another run, and it failed. It failed really around April 6th. And now, you know, we've just gone lower gradually declining. So, you know, it still lives to fight another day. It hasn't broken key support levels, but it's at them. And if you start to consolidate at those key support levels, you know, that's where it becomes problematic and you ultimately are going to go lower. But for right now, it's having a decent day today and it's hanging in there. So, you know, we never really want to condemn anything until it gives us that bearish reading, but the bearish pattern is definitely forming.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he has consistently been beating the averages for decades. And while you're at it, take a look at the Twitter feeds. As far as we know, now that Musk has taken over, we're not being censored, but we might be shadow banned. That's possible. It's at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. And your email's welcome. Send them to KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, we'll hopefully catch up with you later in the week. I'm going to be traveling. We'll do the best we can.
Yes, we will. Let's see if we could get together. That'd be great. Thank you.